You're listening to The Bench on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
You may have noticed that things change quickly around here and in sports, so join us on ESPN 97.5. We have a newsletter. Stay up to date on everything sports, what's trending, and participate in weekly contests and giveaways. Just head to ESPN975.com to subscribe now. The ESPN 97 newsletter out now.
So,
Have
you seen the new beer out?
Yes, the trash can banger.
Yeah.
I saw it.
It's the same as the it's got the same colors. It looks like the Crawford Bock.
Yeah.
And, but it's Trash Can Bangers by what is the beer company?
It's someplace out of, is it New York or Boston?
Departed Souls.
Can't be Boston.
Brewing Company's Trash Can Banger.
Where is it out of? New York?
Who cares?
Well, which cheaters?
But a small brewery in New Jersey.
There you go. Good thing the Yankees were clean.
Yeah. Yeah, the Yankees, no. Hey, Yankee fan, I don't want to hear you talking about Lance Armstrong. Ever. Cheating mother.
Mm.
It's a beer. It's got the Astros orange and yellow. It's Trash Can Banger. It's how clever. D's. EAD Trash Can Banger. So there's that. Did you see Clyde responded to Michael Jordan?
No. What did Clyde say?
Well, and it's...
What can you say?
Well, it's typical Clyde. I mean, it's good Clyde. Actually, you know what? Michael Jordan in the Last Dance. I'm not saying Clyde wasn't a threat, but me being compared to him, I took offense to that. Of course you did, Mike. Mike does. Here's what Clyde said. And he's dead on. That's Michael's documentary. So obviously, it's going to be from his perspective. Everybody's entitled to their own opinion. A lot of times guys didn't like each other from other teams. But as you get older, you got to get beyond all of that and show some love and some respect for the people you played with and against.
Great, great comment by Clyde. Yeah. I'm used to Clyde just saying, like, if we get more points, the Rockets are going to win. Like, oh, Clyde. That is what we call a dunk. Clyde. And I know Clyde can... I've heard Clyde talk.
No, Clyde's a really.
I don't know why Clyde on TV.
It's his TV persona.
So milk toast, but Clyde regular is not like that.
No, he's not.
So that's Clyde regular, and that's a great. And that's probably the number one issue I would have with Jordan right now is the Hall of Fame was the first time I realized, he's carrying a lot with him still. Everyone recognizes he's the greatest of all time, and why is he carrying all this animosity towards people in high school? Like, what the hell's going on?
No, he does. And he said about not winning in the 92 finals. He says, this is a team game. It's not one guy. You can have 50 points and 40 rebounds, but if you lose, are you less of a player than anybody on the other team? No, it's a team game. So I hate when people act like it's an individual competition. I didn't take 35 shots and get 20 free throws a night, so I wasn't going to score 40 points a night. But you know what? He's right. He's absolutely right. But everybody is measured by... Even in a team game, how many titles did you win? Of course, Mike carried that team to the title. And I don't know if it was Clyde. That was a good team with Jerome Kersey. And that backcourt was spectacular. They had – Duckworth and
– Wasn't Ainge on that team? Not that that's a credit to the Blazers.
I love that team. Yeah. It was Clyde. It was Ainge. Porter. Jerome Kersey, yep. Buck Williams, Kevin Duckworth.
That was a great team.
They had a really good team.
Clyde called Jordan a chucker.
He said?
He goes, I didn't take 35 shots and get 20 free throws. He's talking about Michael.
Well, right. So I wasn't going to score 40 points.
Yeah.
Well, right. Well, Clyde, but you know why Clyde didn't? Do you want Clyde shooting jump shots out there? No. No. I mean, Clyde was a great scorer, don't get me wrong, but he was not. I mean, if Clyde was going to stand outside and shoot like Mike did, Clyde didn't. Well, Clyde was a driver. Clyde would finish. Clyde would on the run. There was nobody better than on the run than Clyde. But I don't want, if I'm them. I mean, Terry Porter. Yeah, I want Danny Ainge shooting. Yeah, not Clyde though.
No.
So I mean, they were different kinds of players, no question. And oh, by the way. Another thing, Portland didn't take Mike because they had Clyde Drexler. That was the only reason they didn't take Mike. Mm-hmm. And so, you know, Mike had a little something for that.
You know, I never thought about it, but probably so.
No, that was it. That's what he said.
That he had that beef. The just general manager. They didn't draft
him. They didn't draft him. They passed him. They took Sam Bowie instead of him.
No, I know, but he that got on Clyde's ticket.
Well, that gets on all of anybody that says the city of Portland.
How in the world am I surprised that Jordan took offense to that? Of course he did. He was taking names from early on.
Yeah.
Jordan. So there's a player named Evan Weaver. Now, you know who Evan Weaver is? You're a college football fan. He's a linebacker. Does that help you out at all?
No, not this one.
He's a Cal linebacker named Evan Weaver.
Does he wear like 99 or something in college?
Cal? Well, so he's basically a lot like J.J. Watt. When you watch like his mannerisms, he's a bad body linebacker. He doesn't look like he wears 99. He's kind of looks like J.J. Watt a little bit in the face, like a pudgy.
I've seen him, yeah.
Like a pudgy J.J. Watt.
Uh-huh.
And or like the kid from the Incredibles is what he looks like in a face. Anyway, so I'm writing up this Evan Weaver guy. I'm reading stories on him, and one of the stories I read says that Evan Weaver, who also considers himself like a wrestling bad guy, he likes the persona of being a wrestler.
He's the Miz
on
the football field. He's number 89, but he looks like the Miz on the football field.
Yes, that's exactly who he is. Well, anyway. Evan Weaver gets a ton of tackles. I mean, a ton. He's not a great physical prospect, and yet he gets a ton of tackles. Well, one of the articles I read says that Evan Weaver is basically a grudge holder. He has this big rock, and anytime he's read something bad about himself or anyone who's doubted him, he's written down those words and put the person's name on it. And he keeps this rock of hate, basically, where he just keeps it around with them. And I even say on my draft prospect, like, I call him a perennial grudge holder and a rambunctious tackle sponge because that is what he is. I mean, tons of tackles.
Are you on the rock?
Oh, I even said I'm 100% sure I'm making the rock because I had to list weaknesses for him. I had to list things he doesn't well. He doesn't do well. I'm 100% sure I'm on his rock. 100% sure.
So did you write, looks like the kid from The Incredibles, but not nearly as fast as him?
I didn't say that. I did mention his speed. For some reason, I can't find my draft report on the internet.
The interwebs is taking your draft report?
Yeah, I can't find it. But I can tell you this. He, like Michael Jordan, has this, you know, if Evan Weaver has this rock where he writes all the negative things that have ever been said about it, Jordan's got to have something on his. And Portland drafts Sam Bowie, Michael Jordan immediately.
Mm-hmm.
Clicks the pin,
mm-hmm.
Starts writing a little note on the card, rock. Puts it back in.
You made the rock, buddy.
Just like a soccer official who goes like this out of the
yellow card.
Writes down on the card. Boom. Sorry, Portland. You just made at least a yellow card. Who made the red card for Jordan? I mean, I wouldn't think Pippen did. Well. Did Scott Burrell make the red card for no reason? Horace Grant did.
Horace Grant was snitching.
Well, Bradford Smith caught a red card accidentally. Didn't even do anything except score points against Mike.
Oh, guess what?
Well, no, that's not true. He's a yellow card. Yeah. Isaiah Thomas caught a red
card. Oh, that's who caught the red card.
All the Pistons got red
cards. Yeah. Yep.
Mike had a special, like a red card, you can't just give it out. That's special people are on that card.
Yeah.
Those guys
are
on it.
And
Clyde was on it. All the Portland Trailblazers were on it. Charles Barkley got put on it.
Well, Charles got a red card after.
Charles got a red card because he's like, Michael Jordan hasn't been a good owner.
Ooh, that's a red card. Never talk to you again.
He's done.
Yep.
That's straight red because they were friends.
The guy who
it wasn't Michael, two yellows. He gave him a straight red.
The guy who Michael owed $1.2 million in a golf game and asked for Michael to pay him got a red card.
He got a yellow card.
He got a yellow card.
And then he wrote a book and snitched.
Once the book came out, Sam Smith got a red card.
Yep.
100%. There's probably a waiter somewhere that caught one.
Yep.
Ballet driver caught one. First wife. I mean, who knows?
Oh, first wife definitely got a red card.
Yeah.
713-780-3776-813.
Those guys doing cocaine whenever he was a rookie and he was just trying to drink orange juice and Sprite.
The 1984 Bulls or whenever he got drafted.
Yeah. He's just trying to drink orange juice and Sprite. And those guys with cocaine parties.
Hey, while they're doing coke.
So he put it out on
coke with hose.
And so he put it out on the documentary. Here's your red card. There you go.
813 ESPN 97.5.
To call into the HRNP listener line, dial 713-780-ESPN.
Dial the phone.
Looking to outsource your company's HR and payroll? Get the top initiative and smart solutions with HRP.net. You're listening to The Bench on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
All right, welcome back here on ESPN 97.5. Do y'all have rubbers on the mics? Yes, we do. They're safety guards, Art. For those of you that are watching, we have blue. They're like condoms. They're not ribbed. No, Art. They're not ribbed. They're just mic condoms so that I don't know who's on this mic. Is this where Charlie sits, though? Yeah? And Joel sits over there? Yeah, I don't want Charlie germs.
You would be giving him the germs.
Yeah, but he leaves them behind.
Then it's AJ
and
or Fred.
Fred sits over here. No, who's it? AJ sits over
here. No, Josh Innes sits there.
Josh sits here.
And then it's whoever's next.
And then AJ sits here.
I don't know who's
next. I guess I'm going to get it. Yeah, whoever the last spittle is on there.
And then you have Patrick Creighton and Jason Braddock.
And Booker T somewhere.
And Booker T at some point.
And Booker T.
It could be anyone.
Booker T and Brad.
Man, that's a lot of spit.
That's a lot of shows coming in here. I think I'm going to go back to the house and start broadcasting.
I know, right?
A couple of things. Okay, so Chase, our buddy Chase, who played baseball at HBU and he was, yeah. I don't know if you know this or not, but was an intern at for the Houston Texans.
Yeah.
Did you know that back in the day?
Well,
okay.
We hang out, by the way.
Chase said to, West Virginia.
Yeah.
Obviously.
Wayne, he's marrying Wayne's daughter, and it's going
to. I don't even know what that means.
Wayne's a big contributor at West Virginia.
We don't know who Wayne is.
Yeah, people know who Wayne is.
Nobody's listening. Does Art know?
Art doesn't know.
We're doing
a show
for like seven people.
Art.
Yeah, I didn't know.
You didn't know who Wayne was?
No.
Chase says, well, to O'Brien's defense, George Godsey should have never been trusted for with play calling duties when he was wearing and-one shorts every day at work. That's fair.
That is fair.
That's fair. Probably the and-one offensive coordinator is not going to get there. Clyde really wanted to say he wanted to club baby Jordans. No, we're not doing the baby seals thing again.
You know, and this is funny. OB doesn't fall off the Belichick tree because Belichick doesn't overpay for anything. It's funny, the things that he selected to take away from Bill Belichick and not take away from Bill Belichick. You know what I'm saying?
I honestly don't think he took a lot from him.
Well, I do. His abrasiveness.
Bill O'Brien is outwardly abrasive to who?
Abrasive to the media.
Well, that's a lot of coaches. I don't know if he's abrasive to his team.
Yeah, Bill O'Brien, that's a masshole thing, not a Belichick thing.
Well,
yeah.
Well, right. No, but
Belichick, I don't think, is that way with his players necessarily any more than any other coach.
Well, he's not.
Bill O'Brien strikes me as that way.
Why do you think Brady's gone? Why do you think Brady left?
I think because they just had enough of each other. They just grew apart.
Yeah.
I don't think it's anything crazy.
Well, he's not that way with his players, but do you think he's warm and fluffy? Like
he's warm and fluffy, but to make it 20 years?
Well,
20 plus years. Yeah, about 20 years, that's crazy.
Yeah, and Tom probably said, "You know what?
I've had enough." Tom took less to play with Bill Belichick.
I know.
I just think it's a matter of we're just gotten tired of each other. It's no big deal.
Yeah. No.
And it's Kraft, Brady. I think the trio just kind of, you know, it just ran its course. That's all. It's no big deal.
Yeah,
if
I don't think.
If he hated Belichick, he wouldn't have played there.
No, game. I don't think it was. I don't think it's a hatred. I don't think that. No, and I don't think it's a. You're probably right, but do you think that he's going to. I bet he's going to go, man, if I'd have left earlier, I could. This is so much more fun to play for Bruce Arians.
But you know what? I don't think so, because I think he thought it was so much more fun to be the best in the AFC on a consistent basis. He strikes me as the Jordan type who I just winning was way more fun to me.
Yeah.
Because he took less. If winning wasn't the most important thing, why would he have taken less?
No. I don't disagree.
Let's see how fun it is if they go 9-7.
Yeah. Well, right. But it's still probably the offensive ingenuity, the, you know, as opposed to coach and player and, you know, the camaraderie that he'll have with Bruce Arians.
Well, let's find out. I think he had a lot of camaraderie with Gronk. He had a lot of camaraderie with Julian Edelman, his offensive line. I think that's the one thing I've noticed that's supremely different. This is why I don't see any similarities, honestly. You have guys like Rodney Harrison. Rodney Harrison started his career and played for the Chargers. It's like Rodney Harrison never played for the Chargers.
No.
All he talks about is the New England way in New England. Teddy Bruschi. Oh, my gosh. Teddy Bruschi will fight you if you got anything negative to say. Damian Woody is still all in.
It's not any different than the Packers from the 60s with Vince Lombardi.
Yeah.
But you know what? It was a grind to play there.
No, I think it was a grind. I think there were certain elements that were a grind to play there.
Yeah.
But they – look, you don't hear players all en masse love Nick Saban. I don't get that a lot. I don't hear that a whole lot. I think he is a grinder. I think he's more like Bill O'Brien maybe. But – with Belichick, you have guys who really, really, really...
You just compared Saban to Bill O'Brien.
Well, I think personality-wise.
Show's over.
I think he's a better... Clay's to me, there's a better comparison
of... We just got fired.
How many personalities did you get? Your personality, you're saying he's a personality fit with Belichick. I don't think so. Those players like him. Those players stay there. But he's... Nothing he does is like Belichick to me. I mean, I literally can't think of anything that Bill Belichick does that...
Well,
Belichick accumulates draft picks.
They both coach NFL football.
Bill O'Brien gives them away. Bill Belichick takes a hardline stance on salary. Bill O'Brien overpays for everything. I can't. Bill Belichick grows coordinators up, grows them up, and they get head coaching jobs. Bill O'Brien takes duties away from coordinators.
Bill O'Brien, that is true. Bill O'Brien is the boss of the entire organization, just like Bill Belichick.
He wants to be Bill Belichick.
Yeah.
That's the only thing.
They're both named Bill.
They're both named Bill, which is...
Right.
To me...
By the way...
They're both not competent. Bill O'Brien's not competent so far at running a team. Belichick had Nick Caserio.
By the way, Chase makes Wayne listen to the podcast when West Virginia is mentioned, and he said, I really need to meet this Lance fella.
Oh,
what? You're on Wayne's list now.
I don't care if I'm on Wayne's list. What's he going to do? Not let my kids into West Virginia? Ooh, boo hoo.
Everybody gets in West Virginia.
Great.
It's open enrollment. That's not.
You have to test in?
No.
Have a diploma. Have maybe a not even that. Yeah.
You can't have a GED. That's all.
I did watch that show, Wonderful Whites of West Virginia, back in the day. Did you ever see that?
Yeah.
That's a good look for the state.
It's a great look for the state.
That and coal. Get in there. Get more coal. Hey, coal. Somebody help those people, man. People just taking advantage of West Virginia.
Bob and Mike Gundy, same bleep. Why did Mike Gundy catch Bob? Bill O'Brien.
The media thing? Whose personality? Mike Gundy doesn't feel that abrasive personality.
He felt this kid was wrong.
Does Mike Gundy, in a general sense, is he a nice guy to talk to?
Yeah, he's a good guy. Sure. Yes.
Oh, I'd give a rat's ass about Twitter.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, Art, that's for you.
That's for you, Art. He don't give a rat's ass about you, Art. How about that? Mike Gundy just told you, eat it, Art. That's what Mike Gundy just told you, Art. Mike Gundy and Bill O'Brien. Mike Gundy wins.
His offenses are really good.
Bill O'Brien does win, too.
Yeah.
This whole narrative of Bill O'Brien is false. He actually is a decent coach.
He's a decent NFL coach.
Yes. Yes, he's a decent
NFL coach. But he operates like he is a all-time great.
Yeah, superior NFL coach, and he's not. He's not. No. And giving him the keys to the kingdom is just the biggest, dumbest move ever. Did you see the CNN... reporters were arrested in Minnesota.
A crew of three or four guys arrested on live TV.
Arrested on live TV. And the guy couldn't have been nicer. Did you listen to it?
Yeah.
He kept saying, yes, we'll move. Where do you want us to go? Where would you like us to? Yes, we'll go where you want us to go. And he kept saying it. Dell, you got to play it coming back.
I will. And the governor's already stepped in. They've been released. The governor's like,
he's already apologized.
This is not a great look for us, please.
He's already apologized to CNN. But this is great TV. CNN is like, oh, my God, this is the best thing that ever happened. Now, the cops might be Republicans, not so thrilled with CNN.
Well, the thing is, it doesn't add to hurt or help the narrative when the CNN reporter is of darker skin.
Yeah, it doesn't help it at all. No. At all.
I forgot what his name was. But
no, he's got a Hispanic name.
Yeah, but they, well, if you're on the extremely negative side of this, you're like, I thought that guy was black, so they were arrested him.
He was darker. Look at me. I'm dark meat. I'd get arrested.
Could you please?
I'd probably get arrested there.
No, well, maybe. Well, you wouldn't be out there. You'd be like,
I would be out there.
No, you wouldn't.
I want to be in the middle of it.
No, you don't.
Reporting live.
Oh,
yeah.
Oh, you as a reporter, you want to be out there?
Yeah. Yeah.
I don't feel like that's likely.
Yeah. No. I'm not going to start the police station on fire.
No, I don't think
they did.
I don't think you would report. I'd be like, not today. I'm good.
No, I'm gone. I'd love to be in the middle of that. Are you kidding me? That'd be wonderful.
Get your ass arrested.
Yeah, because I'm dark meat.
Stop calling yourself. Well, you can call yourself meat. Don't call others meat. Let me ask you a question.
I always stay out of the meat organization, the meat discussions. I'm like, you know what? I'm going to bail on meat discussions.
Which would be worse for you if this was tagged to your name?
White power!
Or dark meat? Which one? If people
still think white power is still the worst.
Yeah. Okay.
I still like that's a clear minus 500 favorite.
Listen, if Tyler White's hitting homers, what are you going to do?
I say,
hey, Lance, I want to ask you a question. What is this about? It's about Tyler White. Who's that? Oh, he's a baseball player. You don't know Tyler White? No. Who's Tyler White? He was an Astro. Is he there now? No.
Well, I'm not saying white power now because Tyler White's not there anymore.
Should you have ever said it, though?
As soon as Jimmy White gets there, then we can. As long as he's got some pop.
Lance, we were listening to the podcast from Thursday, and John yelled out white power again.
I did yell it out yesterday.
Is Tyler White still playing? No. No, Your Honor. No further questions.
To 827. Where's my man, John Clay Wolf? Isn't it true that
Tyler White is no longer an Astro? Huh? Well, I didn't answer in a yes or no, please.
Yes, he's no longer an Astro.
Would it be more comfortable if Devon White was playing for the Astros and John yelled it out?
Devon White. That'd be totally sweet.
Devon. How do you know who Devon White is?
Because I know he played for the Blue Jays. I remember
Devon
him.
Devon White. Then it'd really be
Angels
white power.
Too, right?
Right?
No. It'd be even worse, I think, for you to yell at white power.
To be totally sweet. As long as he's got some pop, Chris says. That's right. He's got some pop. Then he's got white power. There's nothing we can do about it. There's nothing. Listen, there's nothing I can do about it, Your Honor. His name's White, and
he's
got some pop.
There's plenty you can do about it.
Can't do anything about it.
Don't say it.
Let's bring on that white meat, John Clay Wolf, right here on ESPN 97.5. And he is. What's up, John Clay Wolf?
Sitting here writing commercials, actually.
You are?
Yeah.
What's this commercial going to be out? Is there a jingle?
America's Best Car Buyer is what I'm putting in front of the jingle. The jingle we're going to stick with, that thing's really worked. I think that jingle's like made more difference than anything. This advertising stuff's tricky.
Yeah, we know. We've heard about that. We've heard about
you
that.
You blow a bunch of money, and it doesn't never do anything.
Yeah. Right, you can blow. Oh, don't worry. And you're advertising. Well, Houston's a good market for you, isn't it?
Houston's a great market. You know, I mean, it's the one we started in. It's wonderful. The southern thing is picking up. Really, the Sun Belt is our zone. When you get up to D.C., Philly, those people are so mean and angry. It's really almost not worth it.
Let me ask you this. I do spots for Chastain Ford here, and they do 84 months of interest-free payments. Are a bunch of people just getting out of their cars now just to take advantage? This is ridiculous, 84 months interest-free.
Yes, but what's really going on is these Corona incentives that have, you know, Volkswagen, Ford, GM, So they've done these crazy deals, and then they closed the factories. If you think about, I don't know, say March 20, GM, I mean, UAW closed down all the new car factories, so they didn't build any. And now they're going to start them back up, and they can't because the parts are up from the world. If a new car, if a Tahoe is a radio, they can't deliver it. So that's the commodities. My point is, there's a commodity problem on the new car builds, and they're out of new cars.
Wow.
So you're gonna see these dealerships run out of new cars, and the used car prices go up. And that's why I'm writing an advertisement, because I've got to get that across in 30 seconds that the cars are actually worth more today than they were pre-Corona.
Wow.
I mean, it really happened that fast. We went from going great to, oh my God, we're dying, we're all going to hell, and I think I'm already dead, to, oh my God, it's better than it's ever been in my business.
Wow.
So I need some downers or some meds so I can even out these roller coasters.
Well, go get you some downers. Okay, maybe some Rory 714s or something. You can get some of those.
What's a Rory 714? Is that like in Wolf of Wall Street, a lemon?
Yeah, yeah. It's a downer, all right? So go get those.
Hang on, let me write this down. Rory, R-O-R-Y?
R-O-R-Y. I think that's
714.
It. I'm pretty sure that's it.
Okay.
That was back in the day.
Do you drink on it, or you just take it without alcohol?
Do not drink alcohol. Don't do drugs and take alcohol, John Clay Wolf. That's okay. That, if we learned anything today, that's it. So go, if you want to sell your car, go to givemethevin.com.
To call into the HRNP listener line, dial 713-780-ESPN. Looking to outsource your company's HR and payroll? Get the top initiative and smart solutions with HRP.net. You're listening to The Bench on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
Right now, give us a second, guys. We can move back to where you'd like. We can move back to where you'd like here. We are live on the air at the moment. This is the four of us. We are one team. Just put us back where you want us. We are getting out of your way, so just let us know. Wherever you'd want us, we will go. We are just getting out of your way when you're advancing through the intersection. So just let us know, and we got you.
This is the CNN reporter getting arrested. You see, he couldn't have been more accommodating.
And this is a scene here playing out in Minneapolis. This is part of the advanced police presence that we saw come over the course of really minutes when the local police showed up at the fire department, or with the fire department, I should say, on that building we showed you that was burning. This is among the state patrol unit that was advancing up the street, saying and scattering the protesters at that point for people to clear the area. And so we walked away. I'm sorry?
You're under arrest.
Okay. Do you mind telling me why I'm under arrest, sir? Why am I under arrest, sir?
They dropped the mic. They're cuffing him.
You are arresting him live on CNN. We told you before that we are with CNN.
This is a bad. It is a bad look. The whole thing, it's just bad.
If you're just tuning in, you are watching our correspondent, Omar Jimenez, being arrested
by
state police in Minnesota. We're not sure why our correspondent is being arrested.
Hang on 1 second, Allison. Let's listen into what these officers are saying.
Yeah, they're leading Omar away.
Yeah.
And the rest of the crew is
getting the hand ties on Omar Jimenez being led away by police officers.
He
clearly identified himself as a reporter. He was respectfully explaining to the state police that our CNN team was there and moving away as they would request. And then for some reason, he was just taken in to police custody live on television. I'm sorry, I did not mean to interrupt you, Allison. I just wanted to hear listen to see if we could hear
thank
more.
You from
Allison, behind the
thank
scenes.
Thank you for
going,
mansplaining, Greg.
No, Allison behind the scenes is going,
oh, your mansplaining was great, Greg. No problem.
Yeah. No. They're going to have.
Hold on, Allison. Let me tell you what's happening here.
Allison is going to be pissed in the post-show
tell
meeting.
Me, Greg, what is happening here?
Yeah.
You interrupted me because you wanted to hear something, and we heard nothing except your voice, Greg.
Yeah.
Thanks, Greg.
Thanks, Greg.
What would you rather hear, that or when John has you listen for Gilbert snoring?
Gilbert snoring.
Well, I like when Gilbert snores.
Yeah, that was a huge lie.
Yeah.
That's what I'm saying.
Yeah. Okay, top five.
One thing's actually happening.
As opposed to what
the other thing
Greg wanted to hear.
Land of Steve has the top five places I would loot.
Let Dell guess. Have you seen him?
I've already seen him.
Yeah.
Okay.
Number one, Coors.
Let me guess. I only saw the Coors Light.
Coors Light Factory.
Something has to be golf. Would you loot? Is it Prime Social?
Prime Social's not on there. There's no poker reference.
Okay. Something's got to be golf. Wildcat Pro Shop.
No, he's got Edwin Watts, but okay.
Okay.
All right.
It counts.
Yeah.
Ooh, it gets harder. Something having to do with being Italian. Nick's Place, Calzones or something?
No, he's got Damaris Barbecue just to mess with Yanni.
Okay.
Yep. Okay.
man, something having to do with college football. Something to have to do with LSU.
Well, you're on the right track,
you're on the right track.
Not LSU.
Roughnecks Team Store.
Oh, Roughnecks Team Store. Okay, that's four. What else? I don't know what the last one is.
Well, he's got Bike Shop.
Oh, that's a new one.
That's a new one.
Yeah, the bike is a new motif.
Right.
The bike motif is new.
Right. That's a new look for me. I'm going to invent it. No, JG, they don't arrest people who show up to protest with Masters polos on. White power. Hashtag white power. Hashtag white's all right. Hashtag the Masters. I might put Chanel on the list. I would loot a Chanel store for my
Wendy, so look
for my, absolutely art. That would be number one. That's
look
the most expensive thing
with.
In my life. That's by far the most expensive thing in my life is the Chanel store.
John, don't go out there. It's dangerous. Wendy, the Chanel store is being looted. take your chow.
Hurry up.
Take this mask and
here,
some spray.
You don't need shoes. Go.
What are you waiting on?
Go. So there is that. Man, minor leaguers got, you see, so well, here's the deal. I don't know how, you know, so baseball,
minor leaguers are all getting whacked.
They're all whacked. What are you going to, you can't pay the guys. There's nobody can show up. And the only way you make, no minor league team is going to take on if they can't have fans in the stands, no minor league team can exist without fans in the stands.
Right.
So, wow, hundreds of players have been cut. Wow, talk about, though, here, how about this? When things get back to normal, there's all kinds of guys out on the street that you might want.
Well, but how does that work? Do they still
they cut
have
them.
Their rights?
They're cut them.
So they're cut.
So you don't have a job. So
yeah,
you're
but not the good ones. The really good ones.
I don't know.
Well, they can't, they're just, yeah, there's going to be a bunch of ancillary stuff that people didn't think of as we get further into this. Because even when things, quote-unquote, come back, they're not going to be fully back. You're going to keep losing ground.
Yeah. Right. I mean,
everything's based on a budget. No one's going to be making their budget. So as things lose ground, there's going to be more cuts.
I don't know how this is going to work out. They're going to do five rounds this year of a draft as opposed to the typical 40 rounds. There's farm directors, front office officials, agents. Everyone in the front office of all of the minor league teams are pretty much gone. Earlier this week, the A's told their minor league players they would no longer receive the stipend starting in June. Eight teams have said they will pay minor league players through at least June. Did you see, who was it? David Price is going to pay all of the Dodgers minor leaguers. Wow.
For the month of June.
For the month of June.
$1,000.
How much?
$1,000.
Each player?
Yeah.
That's awesome.
That is awesome.
Because he ain't getting money right now. This is based on, I mean, he's been paid in the past. Would you like better news?
San Diego and Seattle both say they're paying their players through the end of August, which is when the minor league season ends. So they're paying all their minor leaguers, which is nice.
I'm that's bad news. Can I get to at least some good news?
What? Seattle and San Diego are paying their players.
Okay, but the rest of the minor league baseball isn't.
Been cut, right.
Okay, let me get something better.
What? What's some? You got some good news there, Lance?
Yes. Happened in India. Make sure.
You going to do it in your Indian voice?
A gang? No. No, I'm not. A gang?
Well, please do it in your Indian voice. That'll make it so much better.
This is super great news. A gang of monkeys attacked the laboratory assistant and escaped with a batch of coronavirus test samples, it has been reported. The bizarre incident saw the troop of primates launch their assault near the Meerut Medical College in Delhi, India. According to local media, the animal then snatched COVID-19 test samples from three patients and fled. Sky News is real news, right? This isn't The Onion. This feels like a joke. Like, they grabbed three samples and then took off?
There were monkeys that grabbed...
They're in there for testing or whatever. Yes, it sounds like something from one of the Planet of the Apes.
Yes. Yeah.
One of the monkeys was later spotted in a tree chewing one of the sample collection kits, the Times of India reported, adding that test samples from the patients had to be taken again. It is the latest example of the highly intelligent red-faced rhesus macaques.
They ain't that smart if they're eating those. They're
the ones who are being tested.
They ain't that bright.
Taking advantage of India's nationwide lockdown to combat the spread of coronavirus. While they have proved an increasing problem in urban areas of the country in recent years, lockdown measures in the last 2 months have emboldened them. Have you seen any of the videos of how they're just out in the streets going to work? Oh, you don't want to see these videos. These will scare you.
The monkeys?
Oh, yeah. Oh, they're like, no one's here. I was reading about some of the state parks. Everyone's like, yay, like my wife. Yay, state parks are open. Woo-hoo-hoo. Can to go to all the state parks. I'm reading articles about how all the animals, wildlife is thriving through the quarantine. And when I said, oh, what does this mean? And I look at thriving, like four times the amount of black bears are now reported. Like, and I'm thinking, well, they couldn't have mated that fast. So they just mean that they've been counted. Four times the amount have been counted. Then it said, all these animals are now in the parking lot area as they have gone from areas they never would travel. Now they are traveling to areas that were once traversed by the public. They are truly thriving now. And I'm thinking,
That's not thriving.
Hold on. My wife wants to go to state parks that are reopening where all of the wildlife is like, hey.
Come on.
I feel like this is ours again.
Yeah, it's all cute in Venice when the canals are all clean because humans aren't around. But then when you try to get to your state park and a bear is like, I don't know if you've heard, but we're gentrified this place. You guys aren't allowed here anymore. Get out. And beat it.
Not sure if you know how territorial we are.
Yeah, I don't know if you've heard.
Our instinctive territorialism is fairly strong. We've got some cubs over there. I mean, if you'd like to go pay your $20 right now, you can do that and take your chances. We've got friends all over the place.
Yeah, no take backs.
Yeah. Sorry.
And my wife's like, we're going to hit this national park. And what? You're going to what? No. The bears are waiting.
I'm glad I don't care about that national parks. No. Want to walk around. We walked through the Arboretum. I swear to God, I was like 10 minutes in. We did that this weekend. Let's go walk in the Arboretum. Okay. That sounds like a great time. I could be laying on my couch right now watching TV.
Yeah, but don't you want to be active with the family, walking around?
No.
No?
I like the family, you know, being around when I'm laying on the couch. That's great, too.
Thank God. A senior biologist.
You of all people.
No, John. Well, you've already made the mistake of creating a family, so you have to bite the bullet. Sorry.
All people saying, oh, you don't like the
one? No, but you're a man who likes a family, so I assume you wouldn't want to
love
walk around.
My family, but I love them better when I'm laying on the couch.
Well, you've already gone down that awful road, so sorry. Walk around the Arboretum.
Reports have previously emerged of the primates causing chaos in Delhi, snatching food and mobile telephones. I mean, they're grabbing like samples of COVID. Oh, mobile phone.
Yeah,
they are really smart. Breaking into homes
and
terrorizing
the
people.
Kids, really? They're that
in
smart?
And around India. They're riding motorcycles and trying to snatch kids. Yeah.
That one monkey
I'm
was funny.
Ever going to
do 845 ESPN 975 713-780-3776.
ESPN 975. This is The Bench on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN97.5.com.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
So your league sucks again.
Which one?
No, they're not even going to vote on the onside kick.
Yeah, they tabled it.
Roger Goodell sucks.
We don't need that mess in our league.
Oh, really? Yeah, let's not make the league better.
You know what? We'll look into it later.
Let's just keep doing it boring.
We'll look into it later.
You know what?
You know
boring.
What?
Boring.
Okay, then don't get behind.
Your game's boring.
Don't get behind and you won't have to onside kick. How about that? Take care of your business.
Guess what? Oh, how's your overtime rules? Terrible. How's the XFL? Wonderful.
Don't get behind.
Okay.
You technically don't have rules. The XFL doesn't technically have rules.
Yes, it does.
You don't even have an owner.
No.
You know who owns it? Wells Fargo.
Everybody now.
Wells Fargo owns it.
Yeah.
Or BBVA.
And you can't find better people than Wells Fargo people.
Sign dirty money? Sign the dirty money, Doc? Or is this something else that you and Dell know about?
That made me laugh.
No, you made yourself laugh.
I made me laugh.
I was watching episode one of Dirty Money. Like,
yeah, those people. They're not too scummy.
Ooh,
and the dude that took over was scummier than the dude.
That wasn't predatory at all.
No.
Could I interest you in this financial instrument?
I've been with Wells Fargo for 30, I don't know how many years. I mean, it's just, I never even.
How many loans do you have?
Yeah, how many random accounts cards. Do you have?
I got cards. I do. I don't have. They didn't open up any random accounts.
I don't have
for me.
Good credit. Doesn't matter. Listen, we're not going to send you a card. Here's a card. I'm the guy like, okay, if I sign up for this, I don't want any credit cards. No problem. Then I opened up the mail and there was a credit card.
Well, speaking
of
that,
they sent me credit cards all the time.
Did you see that people are throwing away their stimulus money because it looks like junk mail? Because if you ask for like the card, the Visa card or whatever, it comes in like some letter that looks fake and they're just chucking it.
Yeah.
A buddy
of mine got he would say. And he's got money. He's like, I don't know how I got this. He opens it up and he goes, holy crap, I got a card here that's got $2,300 on it from the government. It's totally sweet. He was like, he was going to throw it out. And he was like, oh, man, thanks.
I thought it was a check.
Well, I guess you can make a determination of what you want. But, yeah, it's a story about people are looking at this thing and like, this looks like junk mail. Beat it.
Yeah. Yeah. And he almost threw it out, and he's got $2,300 from the government. He was like, "That's sweet. That's nice."
This guy named Polyester. He said, "Top five things Dell would loot: number one, his fridge; number two, his glove compartment; number three, I got nothing else." Dell has no aspirations or ambitions for anything, particularly when it comes to doing stuff. Why does this guy know you so well, Dell?
Because I do a radio show. And I've been doing it for, like, I don't know, the last...
People seem to know you.
Number one, fridge. Number two, glove compartment. I think glove compartment's even a reach.
Why would I want to reach over there?
I think he would possibly... Pizza King?
No, I wouldn't. I don't feel that strongly about them, that I have to take from them. I'll just order the food. I'm good. I don't need to break in. Then I got to make the food myself. What are you talking about?
You know what Dell's looting is? Getting people's passwords on Netflix.
Actually, I give out passwords to people. Not,
you do?
Not random people. All right, people
I need a
I
Hulu
know.
Password.
People I know.
Which one do you need?
I need a Hulu.
Give them a Hulu password.
No, I don't trust them. I don't know what to do to my account.
What are you talking about?
I don't
about?
Want your show showing what? Up on
because
my feed.
You can go into my profile. You can like, hey, look, you know what would be great? Hulu Live TV. Because like I didn't order that. And then all of a sudden I look like, why do I have ESPN on Hulu? John would do that. I don't trust him.
I could.
And he'll mess up your like...
My
continue watching,
too.
Like, oh, I don't want this show.
Damn it, what?
Now
what?
My algorithms are all screwed up.
And like, would you like more golf documentaries?
No.
Yes. No.
Up next, yeah. What to watch next? Ben Crenshaw fights a bear. Oh, I don't want to see this.
Ben Crenshaw ain't fighting no bears. Five places Gilbert would loot. One, Wendy's closet. Two, Wendy's dresser. Three, Wendy's desk at work. Four, Dave Ward's movie collection. Five, Dell's collection of bikes. Do you have a collection of bikes, though?
I don't have a collection of bikes, no.
Yeah. Big ups to CNN for sending a black reporter to Minneapolis to cover the protests. I think he's Hispanic.
Yes, but the police didn't ask that question. Excuse me, sir.
What
are your origins?
It's like Lima, bruh.
Yeah.
In West Virginia, I'm black.
In West Virginia?
I'm black.
I'm black. In You're Dominican. What? Not-
In Minneapolis at this time, Jimenez is a black man.
Yeah. No, no, no question.
Eighth Wonder of the World says, just curious, how enthusiastic was John when ex-mayor Bill White was in charge? I don't know what that's supposed to mean. I've found that John's level of enthusiasm for local politicians remains
You
unfazed.
Don't know what it means?
It's white just the same power. Level of...
White power.
White power. A white in power. White power.
Oh, Bill White.
Yeah.
White in charge. Power. I forgot that we did the white power thing
earlier. Yeah. No, no, no.
No, he does the white power.
I didn't... Listen, that's specifically for Tyler White because he hits home runs. I don't.
For who?
What?
Who does he hit home runs for?
Well, he used to. When I was saying white power, he hit him for the Astros, the good guys.
He didn't even hit that many for the Astros.
Yes, he did. When he did.
You know what I wish we were talking about right now?
He looked like Gimli.
I'm going to tell you what I wish we were talking about right now. We've got unrest across the country. We've got a pandemic.
Not Gimli, Thorne Oakenshield. I'm sorry.
Yeah, make sure you get that right. We've got a pandemic. Yay! We've got unrest around the country. It's never been scarier, literally, in my entire lifetime. It's never been more anxious. We've got depression level. We're approaching depression level unemployment. Literally, monkeys in India are killing politicians, stealing cell phones and COVID samples. I just wish we were talking about, you know, I swear, I cannot stand Osuna with his blown saves. I would give anything for an Osuna blown save being the norm right now, where where none of this. I would let him, if you could say, Lance, would you be willing to live with 10 straight blown saves from Osuna to have none of this? Yes, I would. Give me all the blown saves. I would take a 162-loss baseball team.
Really?
Yeah, but it's better than this. I'd rather have 162. Banging on trash cans in the fans, in the stands.
I don't think you remember when Osuna was blowing saves, how you felt about it.
Yeah, I just don't feel like it carried the same weight as the pandemic, for one.
Well, it kind of did to me.
Yeah, it was bad, but I'll take it. Things I would take, 0-27 in a Western Conference final.
Ken Giles punching himself in the face.
I would take Ken Giles face punching. I would take Osuna ever.
Dave Clark pinch hitting.
Yes, I would take Tyler White, bad Tyler White.
Jake Mariznick striking out?
Yeah, I'd take that right now.
You take that.
These are all things that I'd take trading for Carlos Gomez again and watching him corkscrew himself into the ground.
Trading DeAndre Hopkins. How would you would you take that?
Well, but it's in the midst of a pandemic. It's part of it. It's all wrapped into one. I would sweep that out. It gets caught up in the bill that we're introducing to Congress.
You think he only did it because we're in a pandemic? Like if it was a regular offseason, DeAndre Hopkins would still be
like
here?
You think he would still be here?
I think he thought he could hide it in a pandemic maybe, but it actually backfired.
No.
It's all everyone talks about forever.
Right. Well, okay. How about 51-7? Is that what you want?
Yeah, I mean, I'd take that right now.
Really?
Pandemic.
51-7.
And unrest in the country, yes.
Okay.
Yeah.
No, I don't want
These are all things I didn't think I would ever welcome back, but I would. I would welcome all of them.
0-27 you want again.
Yeah.
How about James?
I don't want it, but
how about James in game six?
What would you rather have?
What would you rather have?
Pandemic or James in game six?
Pandemic.
Local Houston personality.
Okay. I don't want to see James in game six ever again.
Sensitivity.
Okay.
Tweet.
No.
I like to apologize.
Well, then one dude won $10,000 from 100,000 deaths. Okay. Or somebody's winning.
Then he had to give it all away.
He did.
Because he tried to brag, and look what happened. I'm donating it to the food bank and people in need. I was never going to keep this $10,000 that I actually handicapped. Specifically because I thought it was good value. Like, sir, you can't. That's blood money. You can't brag about that. Look at this diamond I got out of South Africa, bro. What? You're not supposed to. Hey, South Africans, that's a blood diamond. What are you putting it on social media for?
What we forget about when we start to mine his Twitter. Last year, he bet anyone $15,000 about how many arms would be cut off in the blood diamond trade. He won that one, too.
Oh, did he win that?
He won that?
He went over?
He took the over, but people aren't looking into that. Yeah.
Well, but nobody cares about that, do they?
Yep.
You know what? People care about Jeff Aronoff. I know that. Jeff Aronoff is here for you people. I'm looking outside. Listen, there are so many businesses that need patios. You need new counters. You need new vanities. You need new brick. You need new fireplaces. You need, I mean, and you know, if you want to enclose that fireplace or make it, if it's old and haggard and you need to re-brick it or whatever you got to do, Jeff Aronoff does all of that. All the patio work that you could possibly need, okay, putting in the entire patio and make it look beautiful. Make it look great. Marble, granite, all these things that are hard, okay? Jeff Aronoff is working with every single day. And you, my friends, are the ones that are benefiting from 20% off. Make your place, your home, your business. Got to be a big job. Can't just be putting in a little whatever. Vanities, bars, countertops, all of this is happening right now with Jeff Aronoff at Absolute Marble and Granite. 713-880-2822, 713-880-2822. You got a big job? Call Jeff.
ESPN 97.5 is your home for sports talk. And now we're more talk with less commercials.
Are you serious?
Oh, it's true.
It's damn true.
Houston's only FM sports station, ESPN 97.5.